WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. Prosecutors are working to figure out their next steps in making sure D.C. sniper Lee Boyd Malvo stays behind bars for the rest of his life. His two life sentences were tossed out by a federal judge who ordered there to be new sentencing hearings.
U.S. District Judge Raymond Jackson says Lee Boyd Malvo is entitled to new sentencing hearings after the Supreme Court ruled that mandatory life sentences for juveniles are unconstitutional. Malvo was just 17 when he was arrested in 2002 for a series of shootings that killed 10 people and wounded 3 across the D.C. metro area. His accomplice, John Allen Muhammad, was executed. Fairfax County Commonwealth Attorney Ray Moore, who helped prosecute Malvo, says the Virginia Attorney General can appeal Jackson's ruling. If not, he would pursue another life sentence. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
As per tradition here in D.C., Rolling Thunder is roaring into the city for Memorial Day weekend, remembering prisoners of war and those missing in action. Ray Addison's president of a Florida chapter of Rolling Thunder. A lot of them, he says, are Vietnam vets. And he says this feels like the welcome home they never got.
So now seeing these people standing along the sides of the street, waving at us and welcoming us home, gives us a little bit of closure, I guess you could call it, as far as, you know, what we had to do for our government.
They have events planned today at the U.S. Navy Memorial and the VA Medical Center. The White House is refusing to comment on the latest revelation around the Russia investigation. The Washington Post reports Jared Kushner asked Russia's ambassador to the U.S., Sergei Kislyak, about setting up a secret back channel to communicate during the transition. Post reporter Adam Entis broke the story.
According to Kislyak's account, you basically have Jared Kushner proposing the idea of having a secure private communications channel, and Jared actually proposes doing so at a Russian facility, specifically the Russian embassy in Washington, which Kislyak, according to his reporting home, he was taken aback by that. He thought that was a bizarre suggestion.
The Trump administration had already acknowledged that meeting happened, but played down its importance. President Trump's entering the home stretch of the administration's first foreign trip, and a top administration official says the president's views on climate change are evolving after talking about the Paris Climate Accord with European leaders.
Now, we have not heard from the president directly, which, again, is very unusual here, but he is hearing from world leaders specifically on climate change. We are told that they are trying to influence him to stay in the Paris Climate Agreement, and we are told by senior administration officials he's learning, he's evolving, and he does not want people to think he doesn't like the environment.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny with the president. Trump had been critical of the climate deal in the past, but hasn't decided whether to withdraw or not. 5 days after a bomber killed 22 people at a concert in Manchester, more than 1,000 armed police are out today on standby as major events, including the Football Association Cup Final and the Premiership Rugby Final, are expected to draw tens of thousands there today. Meanwhile, Ariana Grande says she will be back.
Despite arrests and the ongoing investigation, much of Manchester is trying to return to normal on a Friday night. And they can take some heart in the announcement from Ariana Grande that she will return to Manchester for a benefits concert, all proceeds of which will go to help funds for the victims and their families.
That's correspondent Atika Schubert. Sports, the Nats get a near-complete game from Max Scherzer. They beat San Diego 5-1. The O's get shut out in Houston 2-0. We'll check traffic and weather up next.
Severe weather.
This long line of thunderstorms.
Flash floods.
The region could be getting up to 5 inches of rain over the next couple of days.
No matter what the threat, trust WMAL for the latest news on spring storms from accurate and dependable forecasts.
Definitely a lot of rain in a relatively short period of time.
To the latest news on how the weather will affect you.
Fierce winds overnight, splintering trees and utility poles.
For the information you need on spring storms, trust WMAL.
Than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even 3 U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. That's BollandBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Attention. Do you have outstanding federal student loans? Then get ready for a special free offer. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information to see if you qualify for one lower monthly payment or student loan forgiveness. The call is free, the information is free, and there's absolutely no obligation. See if you qualify for lower monthly payments or loan forgiveness. Call now. 800-801-4950. That's 800-801-4950. Don't wait. Call now. 800-801-4950.
To find your locally owned and operated Cub Cadet dealer, visit CubCadetDealers.com.
At 7:05, heading into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, we go to James Stanley.
Steve, it's Rolling Thunder weekend, and that means lots of motorcycles going to be on the area roadways all the way to and from D.C., the mall. It's just going to be very, very busy, so be sure and watch for those and give them the right-of-way. We still have this accident being worked on Rock Creek Parkway. It's northbound right around P Street Northwest. It's all off on the right shoulder. It's primarily just onlooker delays at this point. And New York Avenue, both directions around North Capitol over to about Florida. Police still have all of those lanes blocked for that crash that happened about 3 or 4 hours ago. Beltway Interloop and Outer Loop aren't seeing any delays this morning. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy today with some afternoon showers and storms into the mid-70s, down to the low 60s tonight. Tomorrow, scattered storms in the afternoon, upper 70s. Your Memorial Day Monday getting into the mid-80s, but more afternoon storms. Right now, 56 in Stafford, 61 in La Plata. We're at 63 right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Care about the people you serve. Their safety comes first. That's why Novec asks you to put safety first. Your life could depend on it. Novec recommends unplugging devices you're not using. Replace worn-out extension cords, too. Call 811 to locate any underground lines at least 2 days before you dig. Novec wants everyone to be safe around electricity. From safety demonstrations to safety tips on our website, at Novec, it's always safety first.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
Jen Huff here with Regional Pest Management, your family-owned and operated local pest control company. With spring here, it's time to look out for termites. Termites can cause thousands of dollars in damage to your home, so make sure your home is protected by getting a termite treatment. We use Termidor, the world's best termiticide, and apply it using the latest technology, our Termidor HP unit. This new application allows us to apply the termiticide without disrupting your landscape. Contact us today for your free inspection and ask about our special offer. 800-365-STAR or online at regionalpestmanagement.com. Did you know spring is also the time to knock out the tick population in your yard? Have our tick boxes installed around your home and property, and your tick population will be cut by as much as 80%. It not only protects your pets, but also your family from getting Lyme disease. Let our family protect your family. Contact us today at 800-365-STAR or online at regionalpestmanagement.com.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. It is the Saturday morning update. It's Memorial Day weekend, and it's still been a very busy week in politics, even with the president out of town and out of the country. John Gizzi joins us. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Good morning, John.
Good morning, and happy Memorial Day, 2 days early.
Well, with the president out of town, his budget was unveiled this week to not exactly stellar reviews from the Democrats. Mick Mulvaney's gotten into it with Bernie Sanders, among others, this week. Can you put the budget in perspective for us? You know, you got both sides talking about it. Probably somewhere in the middle is where reality is. Can you help us with a reality check on this?
Well, it's the old saying, Rick. Everybody wants to go to heaven and no one wants to die to get there. Everyone would love to see a balanced budget and the deficit now approaching the trillions coming down. But it's just not going to happen unless some serious cuts are made. This president faced what other presidents have just kicked down the road as if it was a can, and that is the debt that was gradually engulfing Americans. If the debt continues at the way it is, the next generation and our children's children will pay two-thirds of the debt in every dollar they pay in federal income tax. This means that we're going to be servicing the debt for long into the 21st century. Director Mulvaney, acting on behalf of the president, has offered a budget with massive cuts in education, in the arts, in environmental protection, and in a lot of sacred cows that government has been subsidizing for years. Bernie Sanders, of course, warns of the threat of this and what would happen if we made the cuts. But if we continue in the way we are, the flood of red ink will not be stemmed. One other thing I would add about the budget. We've had these arguments before, albeit never with such drastic cuts as are being proposed by the Trump administration. But still, the deficit and the national debt will never be truly addressed and tamed unless people are willing to come up with alternatives to the greatest cause of debt and the greatest cause of tax dollars to service the debt, entitlements. You know what I'm talking about, the big three, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. All along, we keep hearing they're going to implode. The Medicare Board of Trustees has warned that this may come soon and we may need a payroll tax. So the answer is some kind of reform is going to have to be made. When and if politicians truly do that, then the budget for this year will be transcended by a far greater debate on a far more long-ranging topic.
Nobody expects Trump's original budget to be the final budget when all is said and done, do they?
No, no one does. And this is the sad part, Rick. Governors have had to make cuts that are very severe and have paid heavy political price in order to get states' books in order. They've also had to cut entire programs sometimes. And this administration is trying to do at least that. But as you said, the battle is already within inches of being lost because so many concede the point that that kind of budget will never see the light of day. If that proves to be true, then that means we'll have more of kicking down the can, more red ink, and more deficits, as I said, for the rest of the 21st century.
You know, John, they say any press is good press, even bad press. How about that Greg Gianforte, a congressman-to-be from Montana who no one had ever heard of until 48 hours ago?
You're talking about the body slam heard around the world. Is that right, Rick?
And won him an election.
Yeah. 24 hours before the voting in Montana, in what was shaping up as a close race to fill the seat of Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, the Republican nominee, Greg Gianforte, lost it. He does not give many interviews with the press. He's not comfortable with reporters like someone else you know here in Washington, and was giving a brief interview to Fox Television News in Bozeman, Montana. Suddenly, Ben Jacob, a reporter from The Guardian, came in and shouted questions at him. It was at that point that the Republican nominee lost it. He grabbed Jacob by the throat. He shook him, threw him down in what many called a body slam, and broke the man's glasses. He was subsequently charged with misdemeanor assault, all as the people of the Big Sky Country are prepared to go to the polls. Now, normally, this would be a political death sentence for him. However, it proved to be just the opposite. 67% of Montanans had voted already, but of those who were actually going to the polls, they did not seem affected at all by the news of the body slam. It was in many ways like the late Senator Joe McCarthy in 1950 when he encountered the muckraking journalist Drew Pearson at Washington Soulgrave Club and punched him in the mouth, kicked him, and stalked off. He was condemned editorially as a bully and yet congratulated by all his colleagues who simply didn't like Pearson's brand of reporting. So it was with Gianforte. He got $100,000 in unsolicited donations between the reporting of the assault and the voting. In the end, he wound up carrying the race by a healthy margin of 50 to 44%, the rest going to a Libertarian. And according to a reporter from BuzzFeed, who went around to polling places in Bozeman, there was no sign the incident affected the opinions of anyone in terms of how they vote. Now, am I advocating violence against my colleagues in the Fourth Estate? Of course not. I don't want to see any reporters beaten up, especially me. On the other hand, I know that there's a growing resentment among grassroots conservatives to the national media, and many were saying that the Guardian reporter had it coming. For your information, that kind of talk is just interpretation, but not by Mr. Gianforte. In claiming victory, he apologized to Ben Jacob, and he will take his punishment like a Montanan would always take it and face it and go on.
Yeah, I thought it was a very sincere and heartfelt apology that he put out there.
Yes, he did.
And we will continue our conversation with John Gizzi. We'll get his read on the president's overseas trip. Of course, starting off in the Mideast, wrapping up in Europe. That's next on the Saturday Morning Update.
Just getting word of a crash eastbound on Highway 50. This is right at Landover Road in Maryland. It's all off on the right shoulder. No big delay through there. Also on Maryland Highway 5, both directions around Surratt's Road. We've got a crash reported. No injuries in this. Just a minor fender bender, but it is off on the shoulder. You'll see it, so watch for that. Here in the district, we've got the Rolling Thunder weekend happening, and that's got all of the roadways to and from D.C. on the mall. Many motorcycles going to be in town for that, so be sure and give them the right of way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, we're looking for afternoon thunderstorms, high 75, clouds overnight. Then Sunday looks pretty good, high 78 with just a 10% chance of rain. Monday, again, a chance of afternoon thunderstorms, otherwise high of 86. 50-50 chance of rain today, 50-50 chance of rain on Monday. 62 in Washington, heading to 75. And we continue on the Saturday Morning Update at 717.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
John Gizzi is with us. He is the White House correspondent at Newsmax.com. And John, haven't heard as much as I'd like about the policy accomplishments on the president's overseas trip. The media is spending an inordinate amount of time covering the sword dance in Saudi Arabia or what the Trump ladies are wearing on their heads. And even President Macron's grip on President Trump in the handshake. Now, they were talking about the Trump aggressive handshake, but it looked to me in the video as though President Macron was gripping President Trump's hand.
Well, the French President Emmanuel Macron was obviously briefed on the way Donald Trump likes to shake hands. But I think the fact that the media has to give so much ink and so much screen time to a handshake, or to the president stepping in front of Montenegro's president in a group photograph, that they clearly are missing the importance of the visit. He took a message that presidents since John F. Kennedy have made, that the NATO allies have to increase their share of their budget for defense, and that the U.S. can't defend them alone. Many have talked about it. Trump took it right to their faces in Brussels at NATO headquarters. In addition, he had very productive meetings with leaders such as Britain's Theresa May and Mr. Gentiloni, Italy's prime minister, and overall acting like a president and a statesman. And again, you're not going to read this in the media anywhere.
I was going to say, John, who would actually give Donald Trump a good story in majority of the media these days?
I rest my case. The thing speaks for itself.
You mentioned John F. Kennedy. The commemoration of the 100th anniversary of his birth is this Monday. Put John Kennedy in perspective for us from maybe an angle we haven't thought about or heard.
Well, the first Navy veteran ever to be elected president was himself a genuine war hero who saved the men of his PT boat and received the Navy Cross, the second highest medal one's country can give him. He had a meteoric career as U.S. House member for 6 years and a member of the United States Senate for 8 years, in which he had a passion for both foreign policy and reform of labor policy. Few people remember today that John Kennedy's greatest exposure in the 1950s was serving on a Senate committee investigating corruption and mob influence within organized labor. With this wide variety of interests, plus his own charisma and charm, he'd go on to be the youngest man ever elected president of the United States and broke a years-old taboo, becoming the first Roman Catholic to sit at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Sadly, John Kennedy's accomplishments are, as his biographer Robert Dalek put it, an unfinished life. He floundered badly with the Bay of Pigs incident trying to overthrow Fidel Castro, and then demonstrated his maturity a few years later with the Cuban Missile Crisis, in which World War III and nuclear holocaust was averted. He started the Peace Corps. He spoke of conquering the stars and putting a man on the moon by the end of the decade and returning him safely to Earth. That mission would be accomplished. But most significantly, as far as this reporter was concerned, he gave a nation some of the strongest anti-communist rhetoric. It is said that JFK started mobilizing Americans to defeat communism, and Ronald Reagan finished the job. Funny that Democrats like Jack Kennedy are unlikely to be nominated today, even though just about every Democratic candidate offers hosannas to the late president from Massachusetts. One final note. It is said that John Kennedy, had he lived and been reelected, would have pulled out of Vietnam. No one, of course, knows what he would have done, but this is a very fashionable thing for liberal Democrats to say over the president whose promise was cut short in Dallas in 1963. But if that were true, it would have contradicted everything he said about Vietnam and everything he said about committing Americans, as he said in his inaugural address, to support any friend, oppose any foe, to secure the blessings of liberty for our nation. That's John Kennedy, an unfinished life, but one of great promise that we look back on fondly.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist, Newsmax.com. As always, John, thank you very much. You can easily find John's articles by Googling Gizzi on politics and follow him on Twitter at John Gizzi. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Rick, and happy Memorial Day.
And to you too, sir. It is the Saturday morning update. Coming up, we're going to be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and we'll get the very latest on the Manchester attack in, you know, Great Britain, of course, and there are some terror arrests to report this morning from the UK. So we'll have that for you. Also, take a look at the Trump international trip from the standpoint of our national security and what the relationship building has resulted in based on the president's trip. Also coming up, we will talk with Cheryl Atkison, great investigative journalist. And you've heard about, you know, parking ticket quotas and speed ticket quotas that police officers have. Wait till you hear about the quotas that the congressmen and the senators have. It's coming up with Cheryl Atkison, and it ain't tickets.
Why trust the parts pros at Advance Auto? Because if there's one thing they know, it's parts.
Thank you for calling Advance Auto Parts and Battery. This is Taryn. I can help you.
I'm wondering if you guys do battery installations?
Absolutely. It's free of charge.
Do you do wiper installations, too?
Yes. That is also free of charge.
Wow, all that's free.
We also do alternator and starter testing for free.
Wow, you guys pretty much do everything.
Yes.
Any chance you guys handle dry cleaning?
Well, not quite everything.
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. And now get a $20 Speed Perks reward with any battery purchase over $100. Also at participating CarQuest stores.
Selling your home is one of the only events in your life when thousands of dollars can be gained or lost with the stroke of a pen. What other investment have you sold that's any larger, right? It's Larry O'Connor here, and that's why I love recommending my real estate agents, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are battle-tested professionals, and they know how to put the most money in your pocket. You see, they already have the buyers. Get this. The Reynolds Team recently sold a home in Herndon in just 5 days for $20,000 over the asking price. It doesn't matter the size or price range. The Reynolds Team delivers the results you need. If you're thinking of calling another agent to sell your home, please, my strong advice is to get the second opinion of absolute pros, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. Call the Reynolds Team direct, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Buying Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy Roundup Extended Control.
But why? DuraZone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah, DuraZone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it...
You're switching to DuraZone.
DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
Blinds are one of those things I thought I'd never buy online. But that was before I found Blinds.com. The prices, selection, and quality are amazing. Shipping is free, and their professional designers gave me a free online design consultation, helping me pick, measure, and install the perfect blinds for every room.
Now through May 31st, get up to 45% off site-wide at Blinds.com and save an additional 5% when you use promo code HOME. That's Blinds.com, promo code HOME. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sears Auto Center has a great Memorial Day holiday offer you don't want to miss. Now through Memorial Day, you can buy 3 tires and get the 4th free on in-stock tires with the purchase of an installation package. Or purchase 4 die-hard tires and get a $50 award card. Now's your chance to take advantage of our best tire prices. See store associates for details at Sears Auto Centers. We put your life in drive. Exclusions may apply. Installation packages include 6-month, 1-year, or lifetime alignment. Offer valid through June 3rd.
This is such a blow to investors. Do it right now.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash. Well, now making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber is the ultimate side hustle because it's a totally flexible way to earn. Turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours, drive with Uber and you're your own boss. Plus, with Uber's instant pay, you can cash out straight from the app to your bank account up to 5 times a day. Sign up to drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just love the media. Okay, so the president has not done a lot of public speaking during his trip abroad, hasn't held any press conferences for the American media. So what does the media do when they can't take his words? They take his body language. This is from the Associated Press this morning. Day after day, with no presidential press conferences on the schedule, Trump watchers have instead parsed the president's movements for messages that are at times painfully obvious, at times puzzling. The alpha male handshake, the deadpan reaction from NATO leaders, the presidential push to the front of the pack. Put all together, the sense emerges of a president aggressively, if somewhat awkwardly, trying to assert himself on the world stage with mixed success, depending on his audience. Presidential historian Julian Zelizer of Princeton says Trump looks, quote, uncomfortable and isolated, while others look surprised or distanced. Can you believe this stuff? Are you kidding me?
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple, well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you, like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. Coalition officials leading the fight against ISIS in Mosul say it's only a matter of time before ISIS is driven out of the city altogether. Iraqi forces are closing in on the few remaining pockets of territory held by ISIS following the launch of a large-scale operation in the western part of the city today. Mosul's been under ISIS control for almost 3 years now. The fighting's displaced over 740,000 civilians. The number of refugees coming into the U.S. has dropped since President Trump took office.
The president capped refugees at 50,000 for the fiscal year, and resettlement across the country dropped from almost 10,000 last October to 2,000 in March. Pew Research compiled numbers showing Texas had a bigger drop than any other state. Texas accepted about 1,100 refugees in October and about 350 last month, for a drop of almost 750. California had the second biggest drop of 476. Alan Skaya, Dallas.
Bears are apparently still out and about in Fairfax and Prince William counties. There were a few sightings last week. Fairfax police officer Tawny Wright says it's a bit late in the season for bear sightings, but if you leave food out, they will be there.
The bears, you know, they've emerged, the cubs, the moms, the male bears, they're out foraging for food because they're getting ready for the next hibernation season. So the best thing you can do is just make sure you clean up your area. Don't leave food sources out for them. And if you do spot a bear, you know, please call us and report it so we can document it. And if there is any kind of safety hazard, we'll try to help.
She says bears are pretty shy around people, but she recommends creating some distance if you find yourself in a bear situation. Sports: the Nats get a near complete game for Max Scherzer. They beat San Diego 5-1. The O's got shut out in Houston 2-0. We'll check traffic and weather up next.
Traffic and weather together, first on the Fives. Washington Mornings on the Mall, weekdays 5 till 9.
On 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
When you're on a zero-turn rider from Cub Cadet, you get more innovation, more performance, and more best-in-class features, so you can spend less time worrying about your yard and more time enjoying it. This is zero-turn strength with zero comparison. This is Strongsville. And during Cup Cadet Days, May 24th through the 31st, take $200 off select residential zero-turn riders. Visit CupCadetDealers.com to find your independent dealer and take advantage of this exceptional offer today.
Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BullandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. That's BullandBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
7:33 now, checking back in with James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
First thing you may notice if you're out and about this early morning is all of the motorcycles in town. That's because it's a Rolling Thunder weekend. Roadways to and from the district over on the mall. It's going to be very, very busy, so be sure and give them the right of way. I-66 through Virginia eastbound, right around Highway 123, we've got a right lane taken out. That's from a crash. The left lanes are moving through okay. In Maryland, Highway 50 eastbound, right around Landover, watch for a crash on the right shoulder. And on Highway 5, both directions, around Surratt's, we've got a crash reported. Police have a couple of lanes blocked off there. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy, some afternoon showers and storms today, down up into the mid-70s, down to the low 60s tonight. Tomorrow, some scattered storms in the afternoon, upper 70s. Memorial Day Monday, mid-80s, but some afternoon storms. We're at 63 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real-life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's quality education.
UMUC's need and merit-based scholarships can help you afford your degree. Talk to a UMUC advisor to explore the more than 100 scholarships UMUC offers, including the new summer term scholarship. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
There's a reason that year after year, local home buyers and sellers choose Frank Prindle. In fact, there are endless reasons to trust Frank. Listen, when you love what you do, it shows. And Frank's passion for real estate translates to results for his clients. Consider the story of Carol and Gary of Vienna. After settling in their dream retirement home in South Carolina, they knew they needed to sell their Virginia residence quickly. They looked to Frank to get the job done, and true to form, Frank delivered an offer in just one day for more than $6,000 over ask. Listen, there's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does the nation's leading authority on real estate, Barbara Corcoran, exclusively recommend Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of Fox News Channel as well. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
It's Toyota time at LustinToyota.com.
And our Memorial Day deals start right now. Corollas from $149 a month. Prius from $279 a month. Siennas from $309 a month. 700 vehicles to choose. Plus, only at Lustin can you drive off with the peace of mind from Auto for Life and Lifetime bumper to bumper. The best vehicle coverage in the business. So grab your trade and kick off your Memorial Day celebration with Lustin. Under Virginia's largest American flag. LustinToyota.com. See dealer for details on all offers.
The Lustin Auto Mall of Woodbridge is deeply passionate about America, our military, and our community. This was the motivator behind creating a Veterans Memorial right on our property, and it's located under Virginia's largest American flag. On behalf of the Lustin Auto Mall, we'd like to thank our U.S. military and their families for their many continued sacrifices. It's our honor to support Military Appreciation Month. I invite you to stop by the Lustin Veterans Memorial and learn more about our commitment to the cause at Lustin.com.
When you genuinely care about the people you serve, their safety comes first. That's why Novec asks you to put safety first. Your life could depend on it. Novec recommends unplugging devices you're not using. Replace worn-out extension cords, too. Call 811 to locate any underground lines at least 2 days before you dig. Novec wants everyone to be safe around electricity. From safety demonstrations to safety tips on our website, at Novec, it's always safety first.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
7:37, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is a CIA-trained intel operative, vice president for strategic initiatives and operations for the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, great to have you with us.
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me. Good to be on.
Absolutely. Sure. British police, of course, investigating the bombing in Manchester. They say they've made two more arrests this morning. Two men, aged 20 and 22, detained early today. Suspicion of terror offenses. They even had to use an explosive device to get into the property. They are now holding 11 suspects in custody. You were on Fox News the other night, just after the bombing, and you were among the first, if not the first, to label it as an ISIS attack. You got some pushback from one of the anchors. Tell us what it was about that attack that made it look to you immediately as though it had ISIS fingerprints.
Well, you know, one of the things, Rick, they did is they actually played the sound of the explosion for me right before I went on air. It's like, that's an IED. That's military-grade explosives. I mean, it's one of those things, and they said, well, how do you know that? Well, you know, you do this stuff for more than a day, and you get used to hearing things, and you know from experience, having been close to it, what it sounds like. So the way the explosion was, it was clearly not your like a made in the basement bomb. And then when you think about that, Rick, it's just okay. If it's not like a homemade explosive, there has to be a network behind it. And the very good chances are, because ISIS is so committed, it's going to be ISIS. So this wasn't like Sherlock Holmes stuff. This was essentially kind of just going through using a logic train, trying to put the pieces together. And then, of course, the guy's location and some other things added to that. But it was very clear to me that, you know, this was not going to be some lone wolf. And it's just kind of disappointing that you have people in the media who I think will purposely almost go the other way to avoid mentioning that this may well be a deliberate, well-planned act of terror. It just boggles the mind at times.
Okay, so they have 11 suspects in custody.
Yeah.
Many of the recent attacks have been lone wolves and clearly not as sophisticated and clearly not as much casualties inflicted. But in this case, we saw 22 dead in that bombing, 11 suspects in custody. What does that tell you about the organization? I mean, that sounds like a pretty sizable terror cell, but I'm just a layman.
That's a very large network. This was something that was planned well in advance. These folks have been planning this a long time. And this guy was, I'm sure he rehearsed. They picked this one spot more than any others because it lacked, it was very kind of remote. There wasn't a lot of surveillance cameras on it. It was designed because it was a maximum point of people moving. And this was a very evil but very effective spot for these guys to pick. And this tells me, obviously, from the location the guy visited, Libya, Syria, and all these other places, this is something that he was trained to do and he wanted to do. So this should show us two things. First, we aren't looking in the right places to see whether these guys are developing their interest and moving. At least if we are looking there, we're doing something then to ignore what we're seeing. And secondly, we have to be better, much better, about understanding the targeting they're doing, because this killed, a bunch of women. This was meant to be an attack against a cultural target, against, American culture, and in such a way that it made a very big point to happen when President Trump was overseas on his trip. So we have to consider all these things that were very well thought out, and then start trying to get ahead of them. There's going to be things they're going to want to try to hit. They're going to be putting together networks like this to do it, and we have to start being ahead of the game, trying to figure out what those things are they're going to go after.
So the guy's on the radar screen, according to reports. The British authorities are aware of him. He's communicating with at least 10 other people, if these suspects are all involved. Would you hope that maybe British intelligence could have picked up something with the communications between 11 people?
Well, we hope. And this is where police departments are going to be of limited capability to do this. They can't do it as much as the military. So one of the things I proposed, Rick, and I did an editorial in Fox News on this the day after the event, was basically using NATO for this. We're calling it NATO 2.0. NATO, for all accounts, has not been doing much since it won the Cold War. Okay, let's retool it. Let's find it. Find a way to focus it on counterterrorism. And notably, we did use NATO for counterterrorism operations. My first operational acts as a lieutenant were in Europe, in Germany, working undercover, going after the RAF, the Red Army faction. So it's time we bring NATO back to do that. And so NATO has the ability to track individuals through international boundaries and use great intelligence collection capabilities. And then more importantly, to use special operations strike forces to go on the offensive. I don't think we ought to be sitting back waiting for these people to strike. We need to be going on the offensive. So we're proposing NATO do that as part of what we're learning about what happened in Manchester.
All right, turning to the Mideast, of course, President Trump there earlier in the week had a meeting of a number of Muslim nations getting together a coalition which he hopes will fight ISIS. And tell us a little bit about the difference between the Sunnis and the Shia. Of course, the coalition would be primarily Sunni, the Iranians are Shia. Help us understand that as we move forward.
Well, the Sunni and Shia conflict, it's basically a split. It's like, Baptists and Catholics or something. And And that's exactly what it is. It's just two different sects of the same religion. And what we've seen, Rick, is over the years, you've developed two spheres of influence of that religion. The primary centers for Shia is Iran, the Iranians, the Persians, if you will. And the other group, the Sunni, who we've been supporting, are the Arabs, the Arab being Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and places like that. And this goes back, you know, over 1,000 years. This is not our battle. This is their battle. And they have become violent against each other. Again, this is more like Northern Ireland in some ways, where you had the Irish Republican Army, the Catholics, and the Protestants, provost, going at each other. So we have, for any number of reasons, stuck with the Arab allies since basically World War II. And there's not been a great deal of progress and permanent peace against those two. So with the Iranians now pushing up to get a nuclear weapon, the decision's been to try to negotiate that away. That's what Obama tried to do and didn't work, and I don't believe. And then you have, during that time, trying to get with the Iranians, the Arab allies felt very neglected and very abandoned. So what we're trying to do now is try to find a way to bring them back into the fold, reorganize them, and make them more effective in their own collective security. We don't want to have to be sending a land army over, Rick, every 5-10 years like we did with the first Gulf War, second Gulf War. Let's organize them, make them do more for their own collective security. So that's what the president really said. And the first focus of that, obviously, he wants to make is trying to prevent radical Islam.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, we got a crowd this morning, so we got to cut you a little shorter than usual.
No problem.
But Tony, thank you so much.
Hey,
Vice President, Strategic Initiatives and Operations, London Center for Policy Research. Follow him on Twitter. Tony, thank you very much.
Take care.
You bet. It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL. Coming up, we'll talk with Mercedes Schlapp and Cheryl Atkinson. Stay with us.
From the Adib Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads this morning. New York Avenue in the district, both directions between North Capitol and Florida. Police have all of those lanes blocked for a crash. Another accident reported here in the district on Rock Creek Parkway, southbound, right around P Street Northwest. It's all off on the right shoulder. Should be a few more minutes before that's picked up. It's Rolling Thunder weekend, and lots of motorcycles going to be in town for that. All of the roadways that lead to and from the district going to be very, very busy with motorcycles. Also on the mall, too, so be sure and give them the right-of-way. In Maryland, Highway 50 eastbound, right around Landover, we've still got a crash there off on the right shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looking for a chance of afternoon thunderstorms today. Otherwise, high 75, 50-50 chance of rain. For Sunday, cloudy, high 78. Monday, afternoon thunderstorms possible, high of 86, 64 now in D.C., heading to 75, and we are at 747, Saturday morning update.
Today, if you're like me, you wear multiple hats and do not have time to tackle everything on your dreaded to-do list. For me, I'm a wife and mother. I cook the meals, clean the house, and do the laundry, all while juggling a full-time job. Luckily, my friend showed me an app called Tackle. That's T-A-K-L. It's an on-demand home services app that's made my life so much easier. Like today, I need to go to the grocery store, take the dog to the vet, help the kids with homework, and send my boss the updated report. Oh, that doctor's appointment is this afternoon? Today is a Tackle kind of day. Tackle is an amazing app that connects me with background-checked people who can help with all kinds of pre-priced small jobs and chores. Things like house cleaning, laundry, yard work, hauling off junk, and more. I can have a Tackle provider at my house in about an hour to help with my never-ending to-do list.
Text the keyword LIFE to 47400 to download the free Tackle app today. That's LIFE to 47400.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments.
Attend Low Back Pain on Wednesday, June 7th at 7 p.m.
Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk. Are you suffering from health problems like weight gain, lack of energy, depression, or back and joint pain? Well, now's the time to do something about it today. Listen to this special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing and visit them online for details.
Join us for our open house at our new Fairfax Roselle Center for Healing location at 8500 Executive Park Avenue on Sunday, June 4th from 12 to 4 p.m. Special offers, light refreshments, door prizes, and a live broadcast of Dr. Tom Roselle Live. For event details, visit rosellecare.com.
Thank you for joining us on the Saturday Morning Update, Memorial Day weekend. I'm Rick Fowler. Cheryl Atkinson is with us, and she hosts Full Measure every Sunday morning on ABC 7. Catch it tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, also on News Channel 8. Cheryl, great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
You bet. Interesting post on your blog. The headline, "Does Possible Political Misuse of Intel Tools Deserve Greater Scrutiny?" Some serious things going on, and they just seem to be overshadowed by other things in the news that aren't quite as serious.
Well, I cannot overstate how important I think this subject is, at least to me as a journalist. And there is proof of this already in the record. There is an inspector general's report that secretly got down on the Intel community for its mishandling of classified information on Americans that perhaps shouldn't have been gathered in the first place. And that when it was, perhaps should never have been unmasked and disseminated, but was. These are hugely serious Fourth Amendment issues in this country. And, you know, I really think it deserves to be pursued with much more vigor by investigators as well as members of the media.
Very interesting story you're doing on Full Measure tomorrow. Involves the Congress. And I've known some people on Capitol Hill, and I have seen the emphasis and the pressure on fundraising just being around them. But you really delve into the story, and it's a lot more intense than even I realized.
Well, let me credit a group called Issue One, which has given us an exclusive first look at deep research they've done. This is a group of 180 former members of Congress and public officials, so they know exactly what they're talking about. And they're exposing the quota system on Capitol Hill, whereby you basically have to buy a chairmanship or a position on an important committee in Congress these days, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, under these party quotas that require you to raise more and more money, meaning they're dialing for dollars on the government time in these little booths off Capitol Hill, and they're collecting money to raise these quotas from the very special interests they're supposed to regulate. So as I've tried to explain to people over the years, those committees on Capitol Hill often, in my view, aren't serving the public's interest anymore. They're serving the interests of the people they're collecting money from. For example, the Financial Services Committee that regulates banks is collecting donations from banks to meet their quotas. So guess who calls the shots when hearings are being had? And this is basically how it's been working increasingly over the last few years as quotas have gone up and up and up. And for the members who don't go along, they hate the system. But if they don't go along, they'll never sit on an important committee. They'll never be in a decision-making position. They will just sort of flounder away. And they risk that their own party will use some of the money they're raising to run other candidates against them.
What kind of money are we talking here?
Well, there are limits on how much they can raise from each person. But there are ways to get around limits and raise it for the party. And that goes toward their quota. So they may go into a little booth with a list of special interest names handed to them by the party and call them and say, hey, there's going to be a dinner in a couple of months. Donald Trump is expected to be there, perhaps. I mean, they're not doing it. I'm not accusing Trump of doing this. This is just the name they use with him in the presidency. And they may say, can we count on you for a $25,000 donation or to buy a certain number of tickets? And that money they raise that goes directly to the party goes toward the quota that they've been told on a piece of paper. They're handed a piece of paper in the spring. This happened about a month ago. They're told what they have to raise. And if they don't raise that much, not only do they not get ahead, they're ridiculed and shamed at meetings at which members of Congress say instead of discussing the people's business, they're discussing fundraising and who's doing a good job. And I think that explains in part why sometimes leadership, it seems like the members are not even happy with their own leadership. And I would always think, well, why is that your leader, that person? Well, those are the people that are really good rainmakers. They're bringing in a ton of money.
Counting down the days to the release of The Smear, and that's Cheryl's new book, The Smear, How Shady Political Operatives and Fake News Control What You See, What You Think, and How You Vote. And I was just struck by the dribbling of headlines that come out primarily from the New York Times and the Washington Post There has to be one, you know, every day or every other day just to kind of keep the fuel going on the Russia scandal. And that's coming from the mainstream publications. Tell us about some of the stuff that's coming from other places.
I think you can group the mainstream publications in with the rest of them in terms of how they are organized, how narratives are pushed toward them by certain interests, how they gather their ideas, their language, their vernacular for stories. There are common ways in which this information is being put forth in a way that I see as very propagandistic. And it's really taken over, taken a grip on us in the past few years especially. I think people have a sense of it when they watch the news and read the news and visit social media. But the book really delves into the players, the money, how it works, how they make certain things look the way they do that may not be true at all or the whole truth, how they create, I call an artificial reality on social media to make you think most people believe a certain thing, and that may not be the case. So I really dig into all of that.
It's The Smear. You can pre-order it at Amazon. Comes out on June 27th. Cheryl Atkison, Full Measure, tomorrow morning, ABC 7, 10 o'clock. Thank you so much, as always.
Thank you. Have a great holiday.
And you too. Coming up next, we'll talk with Mercedes Schlapp about those leaks that are plaguing the Trump administration. Stay with us.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
Jen Huff here with Regional Pest Management, your family-owned and operated local pest control company. With spring here, it's time to look out for termites. Termites can cause thousands of dollars in damage to your home, so make sure your home is protected by getting a termite treatment. We use Termidor, the world's best termiticide, and apply it using the latest technology, our Termidor HP unit. This new application allows us to apply the termiticide without disrupting your landscape. Contact us today for your free inspection and ask about our special offer. 800-365-STAR or online at regionalpestmanagement.com. Did you know spring is also the time to knock out the tick population in your yard? Have our tick boxes installed around your home and property, and your tick population will be cut by as much as 80%. It not only protects your pets, but also your family from getting Lyme disease. Let our family protect your family. Contact us today at 800-365-STAR or online at regionalpestmanagement.com.
If you're retired or thinking about retiring soon, tune in Sunday afternoons at 3 for the Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services on WMAL.
Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Great to be joined by Mercedes Schlapp, contributor at Fox News and, of course, columnist at The Washington Times. Good morning. Happy Memorial Day weekend to you.
Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you. You wrote an opinion piece in The Times this week, Deep State Leakers Undercut Country in Their Zeal to Hurt a President. Tell us how significantly damaging this is.
Well, we saw this week that on the front page of the New York Times there were these images from the Manchester bombing. This came from British intelligence information that was shared with some of our U.S. intelligence officials, probably in the CIA and the FBI. And, of course, we saw the British Prime Minister, Theresa May, being very critical of this occurrence and basically saying that they were no longer going to be sharing intelligence information with the United States. This led to President Trump to basically say we need to crack down on these leakers and say this is not acceptable. Also, we saw Attorney General Sessions saying that they've initiated the appropriate steps to figure out who these leakers are of this information. And, you know, we know that leaking has been a trend, a very disturbing trend in the Trump administration from the beginning. But this one is particularly harmful in the sense that you're sharing this classified information, information that we've gone from one of our key allies, and it's ending up in the front page of the New York Times. You know, this is incredibly troublesome because, you know, they're saying, well, these leakers, what are they in essence doing? They're in essence, you know, you have those leakers with the moral authority, with that righteousness of, you know, wanting to delegitimize the president or try to cause instability in his presidency. And it's a target that is, you know, President Trump is a target. But with that being said, the truth with what's happening by them leaking this information is causing chaos with our key allies. And so this is it's even more troublesome coming from these leakers, Rick.
And is this illegal?
Absolutely, it's a criminal act. It's, you know, it's a felony. I mean, this could, it's whoever it is really should be prosecuted and will be prosecuted. You know, I think that the trouble is, and if you look, go back down in, you know, in the past presidential history there, it's very difficult to prosecute these people or find these people. You know, I think under President Obama, they were able to prosecute 8 leakers under the Espionage Act. I mean, this is very serious. I mean, these are individuals who I would consider are enemies of the state. They're spies. They're individuals who are putting our national security at risk, you know, giving information, in essence, by giving it to the New York Times, you know, the terrorists are winning in this scenario, because what's happening is that this is information that should not be published in the newspapers. And it's interesting because I did have a conversation actually with our very own Charlie Hurd at the Washington Times, because I said, well, isn't it the media's responsibility to be very careful on what they publish? But that, you know, the media has so much more protection in the sense that they're pretty much able to publish what they receive. You know, they might go ahead and call the National Security Council and say, look, we've received this information. Should we publish it or not? But they have the right to go ahead and publish it. So they're more on the safe side. But in the case of these individuals who are taking clearly classified information and they work in the government, it's clear that the deep state does exist. And, it, you know, the left, they don't condemn it enough. They're actually kind of quiet about it, and I think that's very concerning.
Mercedes Schlapp, Fox News contributor, thank you so much for being with us this morning. Thank much appreciated.
You. Have a wonderful weekend.
And you too. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Garden Sense is next after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.